today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, the United Airlines app is now available in Spanish, and autonomous wheelchairs are the latest airport experiment. Those stories next in the news.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 11:22, we have tips on how to use an international phone plan and not get bill shock when you get home.
Thanksgiving travel officially started this morning. If air travel is in your immediate future, we have expert advice for Sacramento International travelers at 11:35.
And in our odds and ends at 11:50, we'll tell you how to see Rick Steves in person and about a classic New York hotel that may be reopening soon.
Whether you're listening live or on the podcast, thank you for the privilege of your time. We are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. I've been everywhere, man.
Jamaica. Seattle.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, welcome, my friends, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, live and locally sourced. Thanks for coming along. Mark, good to see you. What's going on?
Thank you, sir. Home from Huntsville, Alabama, where I was. We were live last weekend when I was at the National Tour Association, as we were looking for new ideas for our group travel at Sports Leisure Vacations, and I came home with a long list of good ideas. It's always nice to go someplace and people, you know, gather and they sit in front of you for 7 or 8 minutes and kind of give you their sales, their elevator pitch.
Sure.
Yeah. And you can listen to, you know, 125 people over the course of a couple, 3 days. You're kind of brain dead at the end. But anyways, it was a very successful trip. We are going to have a truckload of people, a record number of people. They say, of course, they say it every year, traveling this coming week, actually starting today. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We best get into the program.
All right, and at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on the travel news. And with it, once again, here's Mark.
The cruise lines, if you are a cruiser on cruise ships, the cruise lines are, most of them are having big Black Friday deals. Holland America has all kinds of stuff. I saw Norwegian has one. Princess has one. My guess is go to your computer and Google Black Friday cruise deals, and you will probably have all kinds of stuff. Holland America's offering includes New Zealand and the Panama Canal and an Arctic Circle and Alaska and the South Pacific. These are selected departures, oftentimes on the fringe of seasons. Mm-hmm. So, but sometimes you can grab some really good deals. Also, third and fourth passengers on some of these deals travel free in the same cabin. I can't even imagine four people in a small cabin on a cruise ship. But if that's what your budget has, or you're traveling with, you know, with a family or something like that, why, then there's lots of places to escape from other people on a cruise ship. So I guess maybe that'll work. Spirit Airlines, finally, we've talked about this for a few months, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We speculated that, we told folks here for a few weeks, be careful about buying tickets on that airline, because if they declared bankruptcy, there was always the possibility the tickets might not be worth anything. In this case, it's the stockholders who are taking the hit. Spirit stock was down below a dollar at one point. I think it was $1.20 the last time I looked at share. So it's not much, but the shareholders have taken it kind of in the shorts. They have emerged from they have gone into bankruptcy protection. This will enable them to keep operating. They are going to redeploy some of their aircraft from cities with the lowest revenue performance. Spirit flies mostly to Las Vegas from Sacramento. So they have a few flights. We're not a big city for them. They are going to change their business model a little bit. From the you buy a ticket and then we goose you for everything else to you buy a ticket includes some things like free water and small snacks with other items available for purchase. It's starting to sound very much like the other airlines. That's because this ultra-low-cost carrier business model is just not working. People are willing to pay more for air travel right now in many cases. So for some people, I know they love Spirit. But there's not enough of you anymore. Delta Airlines reports that before COVID, they were selling 14% of their first-class tickets. If you're a Delta medallion Platinum Medallion member and you're wondering why you're never getting upgraded anymore? Delta reports that in the first half of this year, they sold 88% of their first class tickets. So that only leaves like one out of 10 for free upgrades. And out of that, you've got to take, you know, crew members who might be deadheading and stuff like that. So the reason that those first class tickets are not available for upgrades for frequent travelers for free is because the airlines lowered the cost of first class to something a little more reasonable, and more people are paying for it because they want the extra space and they feel like that they can afford to do it. Hey, we lost a couple of people on both ends of this travel spectrum I want to mention this past week. Arthur Frommer passed. And if you're a young person, you may not necessarily this name may not mean anything to you. His daughter, Pauline Frommer, took over for him. Arthur, at one point in time in the 70s, when I first went into business, was considered to be the god of travel. Frommer travel guides, before there was the internet, was what you went and bought if you were going to a country that you'd never been to before. This became your Bible. And his daughter, Pauline, I met her, met Arthur, met Pauline. She was a guest on the Travel Guys.
Yeah, she was.
Many years ago. Anyway, Arthur Frommer, the author of so many travel guides that people depended on for so many years, has passed. And on the other end of the spectrum, word came I was doing a seminar at the NTA convention in Huntsville last week about Route 66 and telling some of my tour operator friends where to visit there during the highway centennial in a couple of years. And I was talking about Henry's Rabbit Ranch in Staunton, Illinois, and one of the folks from the audience shared that Henry had passed away a couple months ago. This is a man who he became a stop on the old along the old highway because he bought his daughter a couple of rabbits when she was in high school, and he didn't have the smarts to buy rabbits of the same sex. He bought rabbits of different sexes, and soon he had many rabbits. Daughter grew up and went away to college. There were lots of rabbits. Henry took care of the rabbits and later scattered pieces of VW rabbit cars around his property, had a rabbit cemetery along one wall. We last visited him a couple summers ago. He was really one of the characters and icons. He was, if I remember correctly, he was a real estate. He had something to do with property recording or something like that. He didn't sell real estate specifically. But anyway, he passed away suddenly, and he was an icon on the old highway. So if you're somebody out there who travels old 66, we lost somebody who was really a lot of fun and really a terrific guy along the highway. Henry, Rich Henry from Henry's Rabbit Ranch in Illinois. Let's see here. What else have we got in the travel news? American Airlines, we talked about this, about American Airlines changing their boarding passes so that people who like to board earlier than their group will now get a ding, a bad ding, when they put their boarding pass down on the machine. And American Airlines says, we are going to enforce this. So if you fly American Airlines and you'd like to cheat and get on early, just know that you could encounter a fairly embarrassing situation because the gate agents are in 112 American Airlines airports, as this expands, are going to enforce that. My guess is that the other airlines will quickly follow suit, and the whole problem of people boarding when they're not supposed to will be over with. It'll be busier than ever this weekend. AAA forecasts 80 million Americans will hit the road or the skies over Thanksgiving holiday, a new high. 71.7 million people driving, almost 6 million people flying, 2 million people taking buses and trains. Oh, my goodness. If you thought it was crowded in the airport in the summer, hey, here's a quick travel guy suggestion. If you're flying and you've got a fairly tight connection, restaurants, things like that in airports are going to be really crowded. So take a bite with you so that if you get in a tight situation, you won't starve to death. And that's your travel news for today.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. You know, this is the time of the year. Businesses have little banquets and gatherings, and a good place to think about having your holiday party is at Rudy's Hideaway. I had a birthday party for my father-in-law there some years ago, and man, I'll tell you, they did it up nice. He had a great time. Everybody enjoyed it. So if you're thinking about having it at Rudy's, or you'd like to have it catered, or you'd like to have Rudy's on the roll, come on by. That's, by the way, way, Rudy's on the roll as their food truck, just so you'll know. You give them a call and make the arrangements at 916-351-0606.
Hey, buddy, I need to do a go-back. Now, are you done with talking about Rudy's?
Only I just going to mention, don't forget the Travel Guy special at Rudy's Hideaway for $29.95.
Six ounce lobster tail.
Yeah, Highway 50 and Hazel.
Okay, I need to do a go-back. Because the two things that we mentioned in the headlines got set aside here in the travel news. So very quickly, airport mobility, they are testing autonomous wheelchairs now in several airports. So what that some people need someone to push them in a wheelchair. Some people don't. They just can't travel the great distance. So pusherless wheelchairs, electric wheelchairs, are being used in some airports for folks who don't need a pusher, per se, but just need help in getting to the gate. So the wheelchair will take them. It's electronic. It can stop and get food or a restroom or whatever along the way. Kind of a great idea, as long as people who don't really need them start using them and take them away from other folks. The other thing was United Airlines mobile app is now available in Spanish. United has the best app of any airline, and now it's available in Spanish. Is that not cool or what?
There you go. Well, the autonomous wheelchair is now... this isn't just an electric wheelchair or powered wheelchair that doesn't need somebody to push it and the person in the wheelchair can drive it. This one is actually one that will just take you to the gate.
Yes, it will avoid. It knows how to avoid. They've moved about 50,000 people in a test in three airports without any safety issues at all. So think of the driverless taxi in the airport at a smaller speed. But yes, these wheelchairs know how to avoid people. They've had no crashes or no issues. So autonomous wheelchairs, I can just see the kids getting in the wheelchairs and, well, never mind. Anyway, that's your additional travel news for today.
All right. Don't forget TravelGuysRadio.com, links to our special guests and more stuff to make you a smarter traveler. Next up, we're going to be talking international phone plans, how to use them and not get dinged at the end. That's next here on the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Again, don't forget links to our special guests and so much more always at TravelGuysRadio.com.
And not only do we have Scott from the airport coming up to talk to us after the break, later on in the program, we have a really special little Thanksgiving treat for you. Think restaurants, and maybe you'll be able to figure out what our Thanksgiving treat is for you. It'll be coming up later on in the program. And I have a special guest sitting next to me here to help me with this segment, because he travels internationally a lot. Before I get to him, though, let me just tell you, we're talking here in our Smarter Traveler segment about international phone plans. There are a couple of gotchas when it comes to international phone plans. Different companies have different ways of doing it. For example, AT&T and Verizon will sell you a international phone plan for $10 a day. They have some restrictions, so you have to be careful. T-Mobile will let you text for free, but charge you 25 cents a minute for calls. So depending on how often you're calling, that might or might not be cheaper. There are a couple of things that you need to know, though. You need to turn off data roaming or switch your phone to airline mode. Also, if you have apps that run in the background and are constantly updating, then you're going to be drawing into data usage. And in some cases, that $10 plan that you had is going to have a limit on data use. You're going to get home and find out that, oh, my goodness, I've got a $350 phone bill because I didn't do my homework, which really is what it comes down to. There's also a thing called a SIM card, S-I-M. There are some modern phones now, some upgraded models that have eSIM capabilities. I'm not sure I ever understood the whole SIM card thing to start with. So I called in from an adjoining office here who's working on a Saturday, our friend Clayton Whitehead, who is an international traveler deluxe, because I figured if anybody could tell us about international phone travel and how to get it and what to avoid and the whole SIM card thing, it might be you. Clayton, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Mark and Tom. It's great to be here. And I can't tell you anything about how your phone is going to act in a foreign country, but I can tell you who to ask. As I'm preparing groups to to travel internationally, I tell them that the question is not whether or not their phone will work where we're going, because chances are, if it's a relatively modern phone, it's going to work where we're going.
Okay.
The question is, are you willing to pay for it to work? Are you willing to pay the freight? And there's three things that come into play here. One is the hardware, the actual model of your phone and what its capabilities are. Two is your carrier and what their relationships are with carriers in those other countries. And three, the plan that you have, what's included, what's extra. So I'm old school. Those of you who know me know that I'm not one to sit on a computer and research something all day long. But I just go into my nearby Verizon store. I'm a Verizon customer. Mm-hmm. I walk in and I hand my phone to the first associate I can get up with. And I say, hey, I'm about to go to, let's say, Italy for a month. Tell me what I need to know. And then one-on-one, let somebody who really understands explain to you what your hardware and your software are capable of, and most importantly, what it's going to cost you. Very often you'll find that kind of a hybrid is probably what you're looking for.
Now, let me interrupt you just for a minute. So what you're saying is that you could get to a foreign country, I could fly to Europe and get off the plane and turn on my phone, and it might work just fine without me doing anything.
Absolutely.
But the chances are I have fallen into a deep, dark hole if I start using my phone in that method.
Yeah, ka-ching, ka-ching comes to mind.
Okay.
And just let the person talk through your unique situation with you. A few little things that come to mind. Sometimes if it's a multi-country tour, you'll find that every time you cross a border, it's a new ka-ching. So it's not just Europe, but it's country-specific. And sometimes plans are month-specific. So let's say you were traveling from March the 20th through April the 2nd. Well, you might have to pay 2 months' worth of plan in order to have your phone once the month physically changes.
So there are more than a half a dozen gotchas here that you need. So this is why you were saying if you were willing to take the time and the effort, that just taking your phone to the local retail outlet of your phone company and letting them tell you exactly what the best plan is.
That works for me. I've got a Verizon store 2 blocks from my house. I walk down there, and 30 minutes later, I have the answers to all my questions.
Okay. And probably this is something, as you said, that somebody who was a little more adept at it could figure this out online or could get this information online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm not that person. And I kind of feel like this is the service I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And at my local store, they've always been very, very friendly, and they've always given me good advice. I was going to say sometimes you end up with a hybrid where maybe you deactivate some of your phone's features in order to keep the features that are relevant to you working, and that way you're sure not to overrun your data limit, and which results in a lot of fees that perhaps you weren't expecting.
So this is why you can go literally overseas on a tour for, let's call it, 2 weeks, and come back home, and the company's phone bill has only gone up by $140. Is because you've gotten that $10 a day plan. You knew what your limitations were, and you kept your phone from going after you.
That is it. Generally speaking, with Verizon, I pay $10 a day, and I know how to manage it. But that doesn't keep me from going to my store and making sure, because obviously things change.
Clayton, have you ever had a gotcha? You went you did all that work and you went on an international trip and things went badly.
I tell you where I've been bitten the butt is when I'm doing trips along the northern boundary of the United States, and the map shows that as a straight line, but cell phone ranges don't necessarily. So sometimes when I've been in extreme northern U.S., like in Vermont, in New Hampshire, in North Dakota, places like that, my phone will sometimes read that I'm in Canada and start charging me the higher rates when I am absolutely planted in the United States of America. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, I don't think it costs hundreds of dollars, but it was something that I noticed.
Hey, thank you for all of your wisdom there. The whole SIM card thing is kind of above both of our pay grades, so if that's something you're going to use, then go online and do your homework there. I know we have just a minute here before we get to the bottom of the hour. You're about to take off on an adventure. You have something you do at Thanksgiving every year that doesn't have to do with gathering the family around the table or traditional Thanksgivings, but for you, it's your Thanksgiving tradition because you've done it for a long time.
Yes, for the last 31, I believe, years, maybe 32, just a couple years notwithstanding for a pandemic, and back in 2001, we won't have to talk about that. I take a group to Thanksgiving in New York City. We stay on Times Square at the Marriott Marquis. We see the big holiday show at Radio City Music Hall. We see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We do some Broadway, eat some great food. And that's my holiday
tradition.
That's
what you do every Thanksgiving.
That's what I do every Thanksgiving. Don't make me sit around a table and eat turkey.
So you have, what, about 30 people in tow?
35 this year. Bigger, a little bit
wow.
bigger group than normal.
Wow, wow. That's so, I hope the weather holds up for you.
Right well, now, they're talking 40s and 50s, which is
good.
Better than you can expect sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the year that it was 14 degrees when we went out to the parade. That was no bueno.
Well, you and your crew have a great Thanksgiving in New York City. Those of us poor people, we'll just be here at home, you know, trying to put together a few scraps on the table or something like that while you all are enjoying Broadway and yeah. all well, of that kind of jazz.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much. Clayton Whitehead here with us to talk a little bit about international phone cards.
Very good, very good. Well, we've always got the Thanksgiving parade on TV and followed by the dog show. All right, coming up, we have Scott Johnston. He's the public information officer out of Sacramento International Airport, and find out what to be prepared for, some tips on making those holiday travels and making it as stress-free as possible. And, of course, we're talking with Scott Johnston, the PI at Sacramento International Airport. Thanks for joining us here on The Travel Guy, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott, I guess the biggest issue on everybody's minds, we try to talk about it, bring it up here on a regular basis, because just to help folks avoid disaster, is the parking mm-hmm. situation at the airport. And, of course, you can only be full. You can't be any fuller than full. And you guys have created some extra lots out there, but what's the prognosis for the weekend?
Yeah, so we are expecting to be parking to be at a premium this weekend, especially with the holiday travel. We are seeing the daily and garage lots filling up on a regular basis, even without the holiday. So what we really want people to know is if you come out and you want to park, we will definitely have a spot for you. It's just that it may not be the spot that you're used to parking in. And, you know, one of the things that we tell people is we try to tell people as much as we can is if you give yourself time, you'll be fine. And what we want people to think about before they even leave the house is, you know, if they are going to try to drive, take a look at the website, see what's available and where it's available. And that way you kind of know where you're going when you get here. If I was driving to the airport over the next week or so, I wouldn't plan on parking in the garage or the daily lot. Those lots fill up very quickly in the morning. And depending on what time you get here, there's a really good chance that they're going to be full. So what we want people to do is anticipate going to the economy lots. And during peak times, that can take a little bit longer than normal. By the time you park and get on a shuttle and get to the terminal, it sometimes can take up to an hour door to door. So ideally, people who are going to park, you know, would plan on going to the economy lots.
Scott, I get this question a lot. Is there any public transportation that people can use other than, you know, the rideshare things that we all know about? Mm-hmm. Is there any public transportation that can get people to and from the airport?
Yeah, we do have a regional transit line that runs from downtown to SMS. And it obviously goes both ways. So you can also take it downtown as well. And you can find that information on the regional transit website.
And, Scott, there's a place you talk about looking up the parking situation on the mm-hmm. web. Just as a reminder, folks, you can pull up the Sacramento Airport website on your phone and also check that out.
Yes, absolutely. It's on the phone. It's as close to real time as we can get. And there's also a way on that, on the phone and or on the website to track where the shuttles are in the lot that you're in so that you can see how long it will be before a shuttle arrives to pick you up wherever you happen to be.
Okay, and also in at least one of the remote lots, the west lot, which is the one I've had to park in, you prepay for parking, right, as opposed to paying when you leave?
You can, yes.
If you know somebody who's traveling, if they can use rideshare or someone can provide them with a ride out there, you're going to find that it's not only will you save a few bucks, but it will immensely simplify your situation, Tom.
Look, if you are going to have somebody take you out to the airport, there's probably a few tips that you things that you should know as well. Scott, what advice would you give somebody that's going to bring someone out and drop them off? We've talked about the normal places that you drop off. Any tricks to get around making sure that you get somebody dropped off on time and get out?
You know, you still want to check your traffic app. There's a lot of road construction going on the freeways right now. And, of course, with the storm coming through this weekend, you know, the weather is going to affect how quickly you can drive on the freeway or if there's an accident or not. Another thing that we like to ask folks is if you're picking someone up, kind of the same rules apply, obviously. But what we would really ask people to do is rather than try to come to the door and wait, you know, or have to circle around because we don't allow that. We would recommend just waiting in the brand new free waiting area, the cell phone lot that's right next to the AM/PM. It's right off the freeway. It's super convenient. And you can sit there, and then when they land, you know, say if they're going to land at 3 p.m., it's going to take them every bit of 30 minutes to get from the plane to the baggage claim to the curb, if not longer. So we would like folks to just wait for their party to land and then have them shoot you a text when they're ready to go. It's just a couple of minutes to drive up, throw them in the car, and get on the way. And that's really going to help us with alleviating traffic around the terminals.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Travel Guys. We're with Scott Johnston, the public information officer for the Sacramento International Airport. Scott, Mark has mentioned this a couple of times. If you're dropping people off and it's very, very crowded in the normal drop-off place, you can actually go to the pickup side and drop them off over there.
Especially for Terminal A.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And in Terminal B, there's another way, you know, kind of a travel hack. There's usually less traffic on the upper level. So if you want to go up there to the top and circle around, you can pick people up there. If you have them go to the second floor and maybe go to the east side of the terminal. Or even on floor number one, the east side of the terminal is also going to be less traffic.
Do you get that, folks? If you're flying on Southwest, if you're flying on Alaska, then the east side of the terminal is easier. That would be, you would come in and Southwest would be first, so you'd go around to the other side. For the folks who are directionally challenged, that would be the east side. Also, if you're picking someone up from Southwest, and you would normally pick them up on the lower level of the west side of the terminal, tell them to go out the other door on the other side, and unless three Alaska flights have just landed all in succession, that other side is going to be a lot better. You want to hack it one step further. You don't have too much heavy luggage, or you can use the elevator. Then go up a level and have your people pick you up on the east or the Alaska side of the terminal. Not only will that be less crowded, it'll be a lot easier to get over there and to get out of there. So that's the super secret hack. Scott, this is going to go on for a while, right? The construction has just begun on the new parking garage that'll be over there on the west side of Terminal B. So that's correct. What, about a year and a half, 2 years before that opens?
Yeah, we're looking at 18 to 24 months for that one, and also the pedestrian walkway. They're kind of running concurrent right now with each other. But when it's completed, it's going to be beautiful, and it's just going to be a really nice. We'll have reserved parking in there as well. So, you know, unlike you've been able to do in the past, there will be an option to reserve a space even before you get to the airport. Auto Construction is doing that for us, and they built our other garage. They did an amazing job, and they're great. So we anticipate they're going to be right on schedule.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, you mentioned something about when we were talking before we went on the air about entertainment, about music out there at the airport for holidays. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is the second year in a row now we've had our holiday music series. And basically through the holiday season, we bring out live music. We put artists post-security. So once you've come through security and, you know, you're kind of frazzled from your day, you'll be able to sit down, listen to some live music, have a, you know, a drink or something to eat, and relax a little bit before your flight. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., pretty much every day in both terminals. We have some really great artists that we've partnered with Harlow's downtown, yeah, the entertainment venue downtown. So they have their, they supply us with the entertainment, and we set them up with a nice little stage to showcase their talent.
Awesome. And of course, yeah, I'm sure you're going to have the, what's the term? The relaxing dogs, the dogs they bring around that you
bark
can.
Dogs, yeah. The bark dogs will be here,
yes,
as much as possible. They're great. They come out in their holiday costumes, and of course, you know, everybody knows how awesome they are, and we really appreciate them being out here too.
Yeah, Mark's favorite thing.
Yeah, well, and you know, Scott, absolutely, traveling around the country as I do a lot. I was just in Huntsville, Alabama, which by the way has a beautiful little small airport. But there are few good sized airports in the country that have as much space for travelers as the two terminals do in Sacramento, the new restrooms and in Terminal A in are really wonderful. Of course, I haven't been in the ladies' room, just the men's room. So anyways, things at the airport are looking up. If we could get a little more food service early early in the morning, why, that would be a good thing. But for right now,
yeah,
just thought I'd hit on that again, you know.
That's another thing we're working on, you know, beginning the first of the year, really, our whole concession program is going to get a complete facelift here. And by this time next year, every single restaurant that we have here will be brand new. It'll be a different look than you've ever seen before. And we're really excited because it's mostly local places that are really popular around town. And you know, that's going to be that's going to take us only about a year to do. So it'll happen fast.
Cool. Scott, thank you very much for joining us and giving us some of your time. I know things will be busy out there at the airport. If anything comes up over the Thanksgiving holiday you want to share for the folks at Christmas, why, give us a shout. We'll be happy to give you some time.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you having me on, guys.
Thank you, Scott. Boy, he really is generous with his time with us. I really appreciate that. Plus, really, the parking situation, please pay attention to that. If you're going out there in the middle of the day, particularly when lots of folks have come out and taken the parking spots for the morning that were left over from the night before and people haven't arrived yet to open up spaces, it's a little tight. Allow yourself some extra time. There are going to be a lot of folks out there. So a little extra time leaving the house 20 or 30 minutes earlier might turn out to really be the smartest thing you ever did.
Yeah. Okay. Smartest thing you could ever do, get a friend to take you to the airport.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, Thanksgiving traditions. We talked to Clayton about his taking everybody to the Macy's Day Parade for the last 30, 35 years. You know, every family has one. You know, Thanksgiving isn't really riddled with very many Thanksgiving songs.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get
going, why Alice's Restaurant? What does that have to do with anything? Well, first of all, that was the song Arlo Guthrie put together back in 67. His friend Alice Brock, she was the owner of a restaurant. They were friends. And at Thanksgiving, Arlo Guthrie went to visit her and a friend of his. They came, and while they were there, they went to Alice's place. She lived in the church next door to the restaurant. And downstairs was full of garbage. And so he and his friend says, well, why don't we haul Alice's garbage away? And so they loaded it up in the back of their VW bus, and they took it to the dump. But they got there, and the dump was closed. It was chained shut. And why would a dump be closed on Thanksgiving, Darlo thought. Anyway, so they took it to a nearby hillside and they pushed it over the edge. And, well, if you know the story, it goes on to talk about how that they got arrested for dumping the garbage. And then later on, when Arlo Guthrie was being inducted into the service during the Vietnam War, he used the fact that he got arrested as the ticket to be rejected by the service. And if you listen to the song, 18 minutes and 38 seconds, or you could print out the lyrics, you'll see what it was about. And it is a true story, and it did happen on Thanksgiving, and thus the Thanksgiving reference here. And oddly enough, Mark and I were talking about this about 3 weeks ago, of using this little clip, and at the time you thought, well, okay. And then I get up this morning only to find out that Alice had passed away yesterday at 83.
The lady who the song was basically named for. Interestingly enough, it wasn't called Alice's Restaurant, the establishment. It was Alice's, restaurant.
Well, at the beginning of the song, he says, I call the song Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I called it song, Alice's Restaurant.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, if you were born any time after, 1985 or 90, and you have no idea what we're talking about, Google Arlo Guthrie. He was Woody Guthrie's son. Woody Guthrie was a long time folk singer.
Legend.
You would have to go back to remember Woody. Arlo is 77 himself. I didn't know, Tom, until we started talking about this, and we'll get back to a couple travel things here in a minute. But I didn't know until we started talking about this that this was a true story. And how ironic that the lady who it's about passed away yesterday. Like you said, we've talked about doing this and talking about the story for a long time here. But anyhow, Alice's Restaurant, if you want to take your family, if you've got 18 minutes, it's one of the great all-time story songs in history. It's true. It's about Thanksgiving. Just go put the headphones on yourself and listen to Alice's Restaurant. All right. Yes, sir.
One final note. A lot of people might think that Alice's Restaurant would have been Woody Guthrie's biggest hit. Certainly was one that he sang, but Mark, I know you're a big fan of the song City of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Steve Goodman, Arlo Guthrie wrote City of New Orleans.
That's right. Yeah, one of the great songs. I love Arlo Guthrie's music because it's folk music, which I like, and he tends to be kind of all over the place, which I kind of like, too.
Which you kind of like, too, yeah.
Yeah, which I kind of like, too.
Okay, so back to the Travel Guys. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark and Tom. Find us at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Rick Steves is coming to town, and he is going to be making an appearance at the KVIE Studios on Monday, January the 27th. So if you are a travel person and you would like to see him, there is a charge for the tickets. They're at TravelGuysRadio.com. This is going to be, as opposed to a lecture, this is going to be more of a talk, a presentation where he's going to be interviewed and share some things. Mr. Steves has had a battle with prostate cancer recently, which I understand that he's come through quite well. I don't know if he'll talk about that or not, but anyway, it's Monday, January the 27th in the evening. There are still about 40 or 50 tickets available. I know this because I spoke to the KVIE people yesterday. And so if you would like to go, go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and you can find out how to get the tickets there. They are $50. And a little bit later on in January, we'll talk about the fact, or if you want to now, on that same website, Jack Gallagher is coming to KVIE on the 18th of May. And so you can also get a ticket to see Jack. We are going to talk a little bit more about that down the road here on the Travel Guys. But anyway, Rick Steves is coming to town in January. And if you would like to support public television and go listen to what he has to say, he will be appearing at the KVIE Studios on January the 27th. A New York classic New York hotel. We mentioned this in the headlines at the beginning of the show. The Waldorf Astoria has been closed since 2017. It opened originally in 1931. It is arguably one of the most famous hotels in the world. and was known for outstanding service. It really had become it really got past its prime. It closed in 2017 with plans for a $1 billion, with a B, dollar makeover. It's taken a lot longer than planned due to a variety of factors, the pandemic, some corruption among some of the – imagine that in New York City – among some of the contractors. Fortunately, it looks like the Waldorf Astoria is going to be open. This is our friend at 1 Mile of the Time say that it's going to be reopening sometime this spring. So if you are an old hotel fan and you happen to have a trip heading to New York City, it originally had 1,400 rooms. The redone hotel is going to have 375 rooms and 375 residences. So about half as many accommodations as they had before. The size of the rooms is increasing a lot. Average hotel room is about 400 square feet maybe. These are going to be are going to start at around 600 square feet. So I imagine they're going to be a fortune. It's going to be a Hilton property. So you might be able to scrape together 87 million points or Hilton pesos, as they're referred to oftentimes online now. But you might be able to scrape together some of those and stay there for free. So if you are a Hilton person, why, hang on to your points. The Waldorf Astoria is reopening. And
how long does it take to spend $2 billion? I don't know, about 8 years, 9 years.
I'm gonna go back there and stay there. I mean, just to say that, because I never stayed in there before it closed, because it really was kind of trashy and overpriced. It's New York, so it'll still be overpriced, but it'll be new. Hey, here's a neat article that maybe we'll go back to it on a future show. Trader Joe's, in the grocery and unique grocery store is getting a lot of coverage overseas. People from Korea, Japan, especially from the Far East, are coming here, and the first thing they want to go to is a Trader Joe's store.
Fascinating.
Really fascinating. Disneyland and Trader Joe's. Yeah, they have to be careful though, because there are some things sold at Trader Joe's that you can't take back into some countries. So it's anyway, kind of a fascinating story. I thought, who would have thunk that Trader Joe's of all places would be a place that that international travelers would come visit? Anyhow, our best to the lady from Alice's Restaurant who has left us. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Dance like nobody's watching, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Stay well, my friends. Bye for now.
Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks.